Hello from CNH Industrial Village in Turin, Italy. I'm visiting with Anime Levens. And Anime, I know you're Director of Global Brand Marketing and Communications for the New Holland brand. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, the village, this massive display center you have here.
Well, the main purpose of CNH Industrial Village is to really show the strength of the group. Under this roof, we are bringing together the 12 brands of CNH Industrial and promoting the strength of CNH Industrial as one of the major capital goods companies in the world.
I thought one of the most fascinating parts is an area where you have the history of the vehicles all through the decades, and it starts at the very basic first vehicles and tractors and just goes. That is giving anybody who visits, and I assume this could be anybody, even the general public that can come in and do this tour?
Yes, the general public can come and visit CNH Industrial Village. There is also frequently throughout the year special activities, like there was a family day only 10 days ago in this CNH Industrial Village, where employees can bring their families, but also the general public can come at specific events or individually. Everybody is welcome here. The doors are open.
Well, you brought in some farm bloggers like myself from around the world, and we're here learning about a new project that New Holland and CNH Industrial has become involved with called Expo Milano 2015. Obviously, that's next year. Can you just give us a little bit of background on what this expo is all about? I know it's not really a farm show, but the theme lends itself well to these brands like New Holland.
Indeed, the theme of Expo 2015 at Milano is feeding the planet energy for life. So being an agricultural machinery manufacturer brand, we of course produce machines that help our customers to grow crops that ultimately land on our tables. So it's a very obvious link with agriculture. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that the philosophy behind Expo 2015 in Milano is very much linked to sustainability. Was very attractive for our brand to embark on this challenge. You know that we have been promoting the Clean Energy Leader Strategy since 2006, and there is really a very close tie between Expo, the thematics of Expo, and our brand strategy.
Now, you will have a pavilion which is already under construction for the show, which I think starts in May of next year, in 2015. And the title of that is the Sustainable Farm Pavilion. What will visitors see when they visit New Holland?
Well, they will see how a world leader in agricultural machinery sees the future of farming and can make farming more productive in the future, but also in a sustainable way, preserving the land and taking care and respect for the land, so that we preserve it for the generations to come, and at the same time that we can do more with less, with the precision land management systems that we are using that allow us to produce more crop on the same area, because we will be far more in this world in the future than we are now. So we are preparing for to face that challenge.
And I hope to have an opportunity in 2015 to see this as it all comes to fruition. Some of the things that I understand is that you expect up to 20 million people to come through this expo during the about 6 months that it is taking place. That's a lot of exposure for not just New Holland, but also agriculture in general.
Indeed it is, and we really want to maximize on this opportunity that we are getting to promote our brand and to give a wider visibility to our brand, of course, to a lot of people who usually are not involved in agriculture. But in first instance, we are also organizing a lot of activities for our customers, our dealers around the world. So we are developing a campaign that aims at bringing people from from all sides of the world to Expo Milano 2015. Not only our customers and dealers, but also the broad public, and trying to build an attractive story for them in our sustainable farm pavilion.
Well, it's just so coincidental that it would take place so close to, I guess, what you would call kind of the headquarters for CNH Industrial, and of course, therefore, the New Holland brand. But very convenient.
Yes, it is. It is indeed very convenient, and in a lot of programs we are developing for our close audience, customers and dealers, we are of course going to combine the visits to Expo with the other visits to facilities that we have in Turin, our headquarters, the FTP. Engine plant that we have here, so there is going to be a mix of Expo linked with CNH Industrial facilities that we have here and New Holland Ag Brand facilities we have here.
Well, I hope that we have some U.S. farmers that will come maybe and visit as well next year. Would like to see some of them represented. I know there are many more plans that you're working on. We'll learn more as time goes on. But at this point, I think very soon at the New Holland website, we'll see some more information coming up, right?
That is correct. By the end of October, we are going to launch the New Holland Expo website, where we are going to share with everybody all the plans and the campaigns that we are launching for Expo, so that everybody wherever in the world can follow our adventure with the Expo Milano 2015.
Okay, because I know that adventure has already started, and I thank you very much, Anemie, for inviting me here from North America to represent us, and one of those, just one of the regions for New Holland around the world. So here from Turin, Italy, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.